This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A pair of Canadian environmental organizations have asked Canadian regulators to stop a major coal mine sale north of the Montana border. The request tees up a decision that will have implications for Lake Koocanusa, a boundary-spanning waterway that a coal mining operation in British Columbia has polluted for decades. WildSight and EcoJustice submitted a petition June 15th out of concern that the pending sale of Teck's coal mining operation to Swiss commodities giant Glencore bodes poorly for the prospect of adequate remediation of the land and water that have changed dramatically as a result of more than a century of coal mining in the Elk River Valley. WildSight Conservation Director Casey Brennan said he hopes the petition will shine a light into the black box surrounding Glencore's $9 billion bid for Teck's coal mines, and hopes that the petition will force Canadian agencies involved in commercial and environmental matters to consider the sale's repercussions for taxpayers, the environment, and the communities living in the Kootenay watershed. The petition puts 8 questions to Canada's Commissioner of the Environment and Sustainable Development surrounding Glencore's financial and environmental legacy, the adequacy of the bonds that the British Columbia provincial government is holding to reclaim the mines, and the sale's implications for taxpayers. The British Columbia provincial government is currently holding a $1.4 billion security to reclaim the mines once they're shuttered, and has pledged to increase that amount to $1.9 billion. But even at $1.9 billion, that's about a third of the amount that it'll take to remediate the polluted area. Earlier this year, WildSight commissioned a study that found it would take $6.4 billion to remove the mining-related selenium pollution in the Elk River Valley. Selenium is a chemical element that can cause deformities and reproductive failure in fish. Last November, a week after Glencore announced its plans to buy Teck's mining operation, the U.S. Geological Survey published a report finding that selenium and nitrate loading in nearby waterways as a result of coal mining in British Columbia is without measured precedent. Lake Koocanusa in northwest Montana and southeast British Columbia was formed by the damming of the Kootenai River by the Libby Dam in 1972. It is polluted and poisoned by selenium and nitrates from coal mining. Teck Mining has said it will have invested nearly $2 billion by the end of this year in an effort to stabilize and reverse selenium and nitrate trends and protect the ongoing health of the watershed. Canadian regulators have not yet signed off on the mine sale. A judge on Tuesday struck down a Montana law that defined sex in state law as only male or female, finding that it is unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shane Van Atta in Missoula ruled that the law, passed last year by the Republican supermajority Montana legislature, violated the state constitution because the description of the legislation did not clearly state its purpose. Transgender, non-binary, intersex, and other plaintiffs challenged the law, similar to ones passed in Kansas and Tennessee, because they said it denies legal recognition and protections to people who are gender non-conforming. Van Atta did not address that argument, simply finding that the bill's title did not explain whether the word sex referred to sexual intercourse or gender, and did not indicate that the words female and male would be defined in the body of the bill. Judge Van Atta wrote, "The title does not give general notice of the character of the legislation in a way that guards against deceptive or misleading titles." The bill was approved during a Republican supermajority legislature that also passed a ban on gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors and saw transgender lawmaker Democratic Representative Zoe Zephyr expelled from the House floor following a protest against Republican lawmakers who had silenced her. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.